Manu Patra alerts dated 3 April 2018. Supreme Court, while refusing to state's order on SC/ST Act, has asked all parties to submit detailed replies within 2 days. Delhi High Court has closed the 10 crore rupee defamation suit filed by Union Minister Arun Jaitley after Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal apologized to him. Supreme Court, while expressing anguish over the strikes and onus against the ongoing ceiling drive in the national capital, has said that there is a complete breakdown of law and order in Delhi. Supreme Court has extended, till the 27th of April, the interim protection from arrest granted to Congress leader P. Chidambaram son Karthi Chidambaram in an alleged INX media money laundering case. Supreme Court has sought the center's response on a PIL seeking direction to the government for proper implementation of the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act 2014 through which the new state of Telangana was formed. Gujarat High Court has given relief to a man accused of raping his wife on the grounds that there was no law on marital rape. The court, however, advocated that marital rape should be made an offence punishable under law. Delhi High Court has observed that employers cannot deny childcare leave to a new mother post-delivery, and it is up to the institution or organization to make alternative arrangement for the time she is on leave. Delhi High Court has sought an explanation from the AAP government on its decision to issue a request for proposal, RFP, for 1,000 standard floor buses. Delhi High Court has sought responses from the centre and CBSE on a plea seeking a court-monitored probe into the recent Class 10 and Class 12 question papers leak case. Delhi High Court has said that the trial court cannot order an accused to undergo life imprisonment for a certain number of years beyond 14 years without being considered for remission. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission, UPPSC, to re-evaluate the answer sheets of the PCS preliminary examination that was held in September last year. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has barred First Financial Services and 28 others from the markets for 3 years for orchestrating a fraudulent scheme involving preferential allotment route, which ultimately benefited a few allottees. SEBI has imposed a fine of 40 lakh rupees on Equity Pandit Financial Services for carrying out unauthorized investment advisory services.